Bow Valley. It's a tight three-team race for top spot in the Bow Valley Soccer League at the season's halfway point. Following 4 weeks of action, 2 points separate Canmore United, 8, Banff Springs FC, 7, and Pump and Tap FC, 6. Week 4 started with a 2-2 draw between Canmore United and Banff Springs FC on July 7, and ended with Pump and Tap FC picking up a 6-3 victory against Rundle FC on July 10. In Sunday's match, Pump striker Mikey Monahan was a menace for his opponents, scoring 4 goals, which included a hat trick in the first half of the much-needed victory. "It's an important win because it puts us within 2 of the league after 2 losses," said Jack East, captain of Pump and Tap FC. "We are back on track, and hopefully get another win next week and really push for the first spot." Winner of the past 2 seasons, the current first place Canmore United is the team to beat. And with a strong core of regulars year over year, United is the envy of the league. "We've really been struggling get players down," said East. "So getting a few subs in so we can give our guys a chance to rest up is really important for us if we are going to challenge." Banff Springs FC echoed its fellow Banff team's problem. With injuries and roster spots needing to be filled, the club hasn't been able to field the same lineup once so far this season. "On the Banff side, we always struggle every year," said Robert Weir, Banff Springs FC captain. "We always have a big rebuild every year where we have to get people back and people off work. It can be a little bit tough." After Banff Springs lost its first game badly against United, a result of overconfidence after defeating them in preseason, the club bounced back with 2 wins and a draw to climb into second place. In the second half of the season, Banff Springs aims to build on its unbeaten streak. "Canmore's always a difficult team to play," said Weir. "We just got to keep winning now, and, fingers crossed, if we win every game we win the league, so that's what we aim for." Canmore United is the only undefeated team this season with 2 wins and 2 draws. Rundle FC, the fourth team in the league, is still trying to find its first victory of the season.